Hello, come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, Paul Whiteman, and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it seems there's great excitement at the Burns home this morning. George is being considered for public office.
George, it's so thrilling. I just can't believe it. You, my own husband, a member of the school board of Beverly Hills.
Oh, well, really, Gracie, it's nothing, honestly.
Oh, but it is. It's marvelous. The school board will take only brilliant, outstanding men.
I know, but it was just luck they picked me. Might have been any one of a dozen other brilliant, outstanding men.
Oh, just wait till my mother hears the news. That blockhead who married Gracie, she always called you.
Oh, well, I forgive her.
Oh, believe me, she'll have to change her tune.
Yeah, I guess so.
From now on, she'll have to call you that blockhead who's on the school board.
Yeah, but don't forget, I'm not elected yet, Gracie. Miss Pringle, the head of the board, said it's between me and this fellow Hutch.
Oh, Mr. Hutch hasn't got a chance. I've heard around town that he never got past the fifth grade in school.
Really?
Sure. And your personality will easily make up for the two grades he has on you.
Well, I hope so. I wouldn't mind being a member of that board.
Oh, well, that'll only be the start. Who knows where you may go from there? The governor's chair, maybe.
Oh, Gracie, don't be silly. The odds were 6-5 against it.
Oh, but how wonderful if you did get to be the governor. I've always wanted to be a governess.
We'd live in a mansion, wouldn't we?
Oh, sure. And from the governor's mansion, who knows? You might even...
What?
Well, it just wouldn't surprise me if the next time there's a meeting in Washington, it'll be Winston and George.
Oh, no. That's impossible. I think... Well, anyway...
Oh, I'll answer it, dear. You sit here and rest your presidential timber.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman. How are you this morning?
Magnificent, Mrs. Burns. Simply magnificent. I had a great big heaping dish of Popsy Wopsies for breakfast. It gave me so much energy, I'm about to burst.
Well, I hope you don't. I just swept up the porch.
My, you look happy this morning, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, yes. I'm happy because my husband is going into politics.
I'll never forget my own political career in college.
Oh, really? What were you running for?
Cheerleader. I was unanimously elected when they saw I had the old pep and ginger. Would you like to hear the yell that won for me?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, here it is. Hit 'em hard. That's what wins. Poke 'em in the eye. Kick 'em in the shins. Adam team. Fight, fight, fight.
Oh, Mr. Postman. That just must have inspired the team.
Oh, yes. When the boys heard me do that, they just felt like going out and dying.
Oh, I'll bet they did.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness, I got so carried away with my collegiate memories, I almost forgot. Here's a letter for your husband.
Thank you. Oh, it's from the school board. He'll be anxious to get this.
Well, I'll be going.
Goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to the Burns and Allen Show right after these messages. And now, let's rejoin George and Gracie in the Burns and Allen Show.
Oh, George! George!
Yes, dear?
Here's a letter for you. Shall I open it?
Gracie, you should never open my mail.
Why not?
Why not? Because it might cause trouble. It's
suppose you opened a letter and it was from a girl who said that she was madly in love with me. Okay. All right.
Don't get hysterical. Stop it.
You have such a wonderful sense of humor, John.
Yes. Okay, you can open the letter.
Oh, George, it's from Miss Pringle, the school board president. She's going to call on us this afternoon.
I might have known. That snoopy old maid wants to check up on me. I wonder what I should talk about.
We'll talk about children. Say to her, I'm just crazy about children, Miss Pringle. How many have you got?
But, Gracie, I said she was an old maid.
Oh, don't mention that. It might hurt her feelings.
Now, I wouldn't want to insult her.
Oh, I know. Miss Pringle is kind of intellectual. Why don't you talk about books?
Gee, I haven't read much recently.
I know, and it's a shame. You used to be a great reader. Well, on our honeymoon, I could hardly tear you away from a book.
That's not true, Gracie.
Yes, it is. Every night you'd pick up a book as soon as Mother and I started to play checkers.
That was some honeymoon. Believe me, our next honeymoon will be for two.
Well, all right. But Mother and I will sure miss you.
Yeah. Hiya, people.
Oh, hello,
Bill. Oh, guess what, Bill? George is going into politics.
Really?
Sure. He'll be going around the neighborhood kissing all the babies and passing out his cigars to all the men.
Well, gee, the women will be the only happy ones left, huh? Very, very funny, Bill.
Look, I'm only being considered for a place on the school board.
Oh, so that's it. Well, listen, George, if you get on the school board, promise me that you'll do something about those idiotic readers they make my kid brother study.
What do you mean?
I see the dog. The dog is Rover. Rover is a good dog. Now, isn't that ridiculous?
Well, what should they give kids to read?
Something like this. I see the soap. The soap is Swan. Swan is a good soap. Now, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Well, sure, Swan is not only a good soap, it's terrific. In fact, Swan is a great wartime buy because it's actually four soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face, the soap for bathing the baby, for the dishes, and for your light laundry. Four swell soaps in one.
Bill, if I get on the school board, I'm not going to change the readers. Even if your kid brother fails.
Oh, well, he won't fail. You see, I'm going out with his teacher. I hold her hand, she gives Johnny a passing grade of 75. Put my arm around her, she gives Johnny an 80. Yesterday, the kid came home with 100.
Say, Bill.
Yes?
How'd you swing that?
Gave the teacher a bar of Swan to wash her dishes.
Oh, no.
Listen, you can't beat Swan for washing dishes, and it's perfect for laundering your finer things, too. Because Swan not only gives you loads and loads of suds, but it's so mild it always helps keep your hands soft and lovely.
Oh, Bill, won't it be wonderful when George goes onward and upward in politics and finally gets to be president?
Oh, you got it all planned out.
Oh, sure. I can just picture our home life. George will be in the living room of the White House passing laws, and I'll be in the kitchen dipping chocolates.
You'll be dipping chocolate?
Yes, dear. It was a nice sideline for Martha Washington, so why shouldn't I do it, too?
The possibility of George running in the school board election is not the kind of news Gracie can keep to herself. She's on the telephone now, telling her girlfriend, Tootsie Sagwell.
Well, yes, Tootsie, it is wonderful. But we're afraid Miss Pringle might prefer George's rival, Mr. Hutch, because he's a family man. Well, it would help George if we had children, Tootsie. Then he could understand their thinking and try to bring his mind up to the level of theirs. Oh, no, I don't think it would take him long. What? Oh, there's someone at the back door, Tootsie. I'll call you later. Goodbye. Oh, it's a little boy. Hello, little boy.
Hello. Would you like to buy some lemonade?
Well, is it good?
Sure it's good. I made it myself. Mr. Beasley at the store gave me the lemons because they were rotten.
Oh, my goodness. That lemonade must taste terrible.
Well, Emery likes it.
Who's Emery, your brother?
I don't think so. He's a frog. Would you like to see him?
Well, yes. Where is he?
In the lemonade.
Oh, awful. A frog in the lemonade, that's awful.
Oh, don't worry. He can swim like a fish.
Well, I, don't think I care for any lemonade, thank you. Now, you better run along home and... Say, wait a minute. I have an idea. What's your name?
Wilbur. I'm named after my pop.
Well, Wilbur, you look like a handsome, intelligent little boy.
I like you. You're silly.
Oh, thank you very much, and the same to you. Wilbur, how would you like to be my little son for this afternoon?
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, good. There's a lady coming over here today, and I want you to call me Mama in front of her. And when my husband comes in, I want you to call him Daddy.
How will I know him? What's he look like?
Oh, George? Well, he's sort of, he's hard to describe. But anyway, remember to call him Daddy.
Okay.
Oh, it's Mama's darling. Wilbur, this is somebody I want you to meet.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, no, this isn't Daddy. This is my little son, Herman.
Oh, gee, he's cute. I'd rather have him to my baby brother.
You would?
Yeah. Gee, you were smart. You sent the baby back and kept the stork.
Oh, no. Herman isn't a stork, he's a duck. Stork has long legs like Gary Cooper. Herman has legs like his daddy, George. Haven't you, Herman? Herman! Herman, there's a child present. And I want you to be very nice to Wilbur because he's going to be Mama's new little son.
What?
I said this is Mama's new little son. Oh, Herman. Herman Burns, you're jealous, aren't you? Oh, you are too. But if you'll stop crying, Mama will do something nice for you.
Really?
Yes, really. She'll let you go out in her rose garden and dig some of those nice big worms. But Herman, don't forget to give half of them to Wilbur. Oh, Herman, shame on you.
Gee, little ducky, I like you. Let's be pals.
Oh, Herman. Oh, Wilbur, please excuse Herman. He's been cross all day. I guess he got up on the wrong side of George's hat this morning.
Oh.
Now, you better run home and ask your father if it's all right for you to be my little boy.
Okay, but Pop won't mind. Now, if he can get somebody to take Mama, he'll really be happy.
Well, I took care of that. I'll bet no other wife in the world fixes things for her husband like I fix them for George.
Oh, Gracie, I thought I'd wear a dark suit to impress Miss Pringle. Does it look all right?
Oh, lovely. And, George, I know something else that's going to impress Miss Pringle.
What?
You're going to be a father.
A father?
Uh-huh. Surprise?
Surprise? Gracie, are you sure?
Really? It's practically certain.
So, when do you expect it?
This afternoon.
This afternoon?
Uh-huh.
But why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, it just occurred to me 5 minutes ago.
Well, gee, it's awfully sudden, but I'm tickled to death. Imagine having a child.
Oh, I thought you'd be pleased. And to think we wouldn't have had the little fellow if it hadn't been for lemonade.
Lemonade? You don't say.
Yes, it was lemonade that brought little Wilbur to us.
Wilbur?
Yes, that's our child. He's named after his father.
His father?
Yes. You see, Wilbur is a little boy who's going to pretend he's our son, so Miss Pringle will be impressed.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, that's... Why, George, you didn't think... Oh, you're cute.
Well, Wilbur got his father's permission to pose as George and Gracie's son. And now we find the Burnses awaiting the arrival of Miss Pringle, the head of the school board.
Now, George, you've got to be very nice to Miss Pringle if you want that job on the school board.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be nice to her.
Remember that she's an old maid, so ask her if she's found anybody under her bed lately.
Yes, I'll be sure to do that.
Yeah, and tell her how well you know children. Explain that you know much more about a child than the average person because your own mother had one.
Yes, my father had one, too.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Oh, well, that's all the better.
Oh, sure, sure. By the way, where is Wilbur?
He's upstairs getting dressed. I wanted him to look really nice, so he's putting on your gray flannel shorts.
My gray flannels aren't shorts.
They are now, dear.
Oh, fine. Well, I hope the little brat behaves himself. I told him to be polite to old Moose Face. And I also...
Oh, there she is. Now, I'll answer it, dear.
Mrs. Burns?
Yes?
I'm Patience Pringle.
Oh, come right in, Miss Pringle. This is Mr. Burns, my husband. Or, as he'll soon be known, George Burns, the educator.
How do you do, Miss Pringle?
How do you do? I came here, Mr. Burns.
May I hang up your hat?
No, thank you. I came here to inquire...
Your cane?
That's an umbrella. I don't carry a cane.
Oh, isn't she wonderful, George? At her age, she doesn't use a cane.
Just how old do you think I am, Mrs. Burns?
Well, I don't know, but you certainly do look young for it.
Gracie, I'd like to talk to Miss Pringle.
Oh, go right ahead, dear. As long as you talk to women like Miss Pringle, I'll never be jealous.
Well,
I mean, the reason I wouldn't be jealous of you is because you're so nice. Not because you're so unattractive.
Gracie, Miss Pringle came here to talk about the school board.
Oh, yes. Well, my husband has some marvelous ideas on education, Miss Pringle.
Yes, indeed. Some wonderful ideas.
Well, for instance, he wants to do away with history altogether.
Yes, huh?
George says, why should children study the life of Alexander the Great just because he invented the telephone?
Look, Miss Pringle.
Mr. Burns, it is becoming apparent that you're not the man for our school board.
But, Miss... I'll be right back.
Hiya, George. Did you get on the school board?
Oh, no, I'm sunk, Bill. Miss Pringle is here and Gracie has killed any chance I ever had.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll put her back in a good humor. I've got a way with old maids.
Are you sure you can handle it?
Look, George, you know Carson, the cabinet maker?
Yes.
I get a 10% cut on every Hope chest he sells. Lead me to her.
Well, okay, come on. Miss Pringle, may I present Mr. Goodwin?
How do you do?
Well, not Miss Pringle, the president of the school board.
Yes.
Oh, no, you're hardly old enough to be out of school yourself.
Oh, Mr. Goodwin, I've been out of school for, several years.
Well, how can it be Miss Pringle? How can such an attractive woman be unmarried?
Well...
Oh, I know. You don't want people to call you a child bride.
Nice going, Bill.
Miss Pringle, I wonder if you'd allow me the pleasure of taking you out sometime. We might hit a few of the night spots, huh?
Well, it might be arranged.
Oh, well, well. Tell me, Miss Pringle, do you like bubble water?
Well, perhaps a little.
Oh, great. We'll drop a bar of swan in our finger bowl.
Swan?
Yes, that's Swan, the new white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one. It's a soap for dishes, for light laundry, a baby soap, and a toilet soap. How about it, Miss Pringle? Shall we fill our pockets with Swan and make a night of it?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Goodwin. People might say I was robbing the cradle.
Oh, no, Pringy. You wouldn't be robbing the cradle. No, there'd be plenty of Swan left for bathing the babies. And say, did you know that Swan is purer than finest Castiles? And Swan's extra mildness is just what the doctor ordered for baby's bath. Because it is extra mild, it's not only great for baby, it's great for anybody's complexion. And remember, you can break Swan in two.
Bill, what about me?
Well, you can too, George. Even a weakling can break Swan in two. Use one half for dishes and light laundry and the other half for your tub or shower, or for bathing the baby.
Bill, I thought you were going to put in a good word for me.
Oh, I am, George. Miss Pringle, I understand you're looking for a man to be on the school board.
That's right.
Well, I know just the man. He's brilliant and charming.
Thanks, Bill.
He's had a wonderful education.
Right.
And he's an outstanding leader in the community.
Really? Well, who is he?
Me. But unfortunately, I can't accept the job, so why not take George?
Thanks, chum.
Oh, you're welcome, pal. Call on me anytime. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Mr. Burns, if that charming Mr. Goodwin says you're the man for our school board, the matter's closed. I will see that you're appointed immediately.
Well, thanks very much, Miss Pringle.
Well, isn't that marvelous, George? Miss Pringle, you couldn't have made a wiser choice than my husband. And just so you'll be sure of it, I want you to meet our son. George, call Wilbur.
Look, Gracie, the whole thing is settled. Don't you think
Oh, Wilbur!
Yes, Father?
Miss Pringle, this is Wilbur.
How do you do, Sonny?
I'm very pleased to make your acquaintance, Miss Pringle.
Well, what a polite little boy.
Sure. Ain't you the old moose face my daddy told me to be polite to?
Moose face?
Oh, Wilbur, shame on you. A moose has horns growing out of its head. Now, did you see the difference?
Miss Pringle, let me explain.
I have never been so insulted in my entire life.
Oh, now, Miss Pringle, I'm sure you have.
I am leaving here this instant.
But look, Miss Pringle.
I will recommend Mr. Hutch for the school board. And as for you, Mr. Burns, I hope the next board you sit on gives you a splinter. Good day.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, Gracie. Just when everything was going fine, you had to drag that kid in here and that silly, ugly, idiotic dope of a kid.
Gee, what you must say behind my back.
Well, don't you worry, George. We'll find some other way of getting you on the school board.
A fat chance.
Well, we will. You know what I always say? More cats than one are away skinning.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of the nice weather.
Oh, maybe Miss Pringle has changed her mind. Come in.
Hello, folks. My name is Hutch.
Oh, my former rival of the school board, huh?
That's right. I just saw Miss Pringle outside, and she told me the news. Tough luck, old man.
Tough luck. I'd be on the board right now if it wasn't for this kid here.
Oh, that's so? Well, nice work, Wilbur. Come on home, son.
Okay, Pop.
Gracie, did you hear that? Wilbur's his kid.
Why, George, you're as white as a sheet. Here, drink this.
Thanks. Ooh, this stuff is horrible. What is it?
Lemonade.
Lemonade?
Yeah.